Vacation starts with VA. Whether you're feeling beachy, mountainy, or every-y in between, you'll find all that you love all in one trip to Virginia. Start yours at virginia.org.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Tech with Jess.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
That's a lie. It's not Jess. It's Killian Ginnity, because Jess is off today. Killian, you are very welcome. We're going to start talking TikTok and the current TikTok time travel trend.
Say that 5 times quick. Yes. So one of the new trends on TikTok, so it's kind of been going around since about the 15th, and there's like tens of thousands of videos around this. And basically they're taking old well-known memes or vines, even the first video from YouTube or Charlie Bit My Finger, and they're using AI to claim that a time traveler is going back to change the ending. So there are all these weird, garish, nightmarish, dreamlike endings to these videos. So like, instead of Charlie Bit My Finger just being bites the finger, we all laugh, the camera pans and there's a new person there, or it's like a classic vine where a guy gets his hat caught in a window and then he runs out of the car because there's a nightmarish thing behind them. It's this really, really, really bizarre thing, and it's set to do like this really unsettling music. Very uncanny valley. Now, it is racking up millions of views. KFC UK has actually jumped on the trend very briefly, but one video that jokes about the trend has 30 million views and 4.5 million engagements. So people are actually big enough and reaching enough people that they're now joking about it itself.
And whose technology is this being done on? Is it TikTok's own platform, or is it being done separately and uploaded?
It's being done separately and uploaded. So it's a program called Luma.ai. So anybody can create a free account. And how these kind of got well known around the time when ChatGPT and everything was coming out was you could put in an image and then you could type in a prompt and it would then animate this image to whatever you wanted it to be. So people have used American Gothic to make the man walk away as if he's in a fight from the woman. Really bizarre. And now you're able to put in videos and add to the video. But it's getting kind of a little bit freaky. And one of the things that for me I find quite interesting about it is, how does AI work? AI works by taking in lots of data, learning from it, and getting better. And this is where the worry is. Right now, they're using vines, if anybody remembers that, or old YouTube clips, because the lower quality videos are easier to replicate. So it looks a lot more convincing. But the more data they get, the more convincing they can get. And then suddenly, it could be Joe Biden is walking into the Kremlin, if they wanted it to be. From a real video, that could, when you look at it, pass anybody. We're not there yet, but considering how quickly AI is moving, it could
I assume a variant of Moore's law means it ain't going to be long before we see this.
Exactly. And then one of the other issues with it is AI is always built on other clips. And because these are memes, they do actually have copyright owners. And where else are they going to get them from? So there's actually a case only announced in the last couple of hours. Sony, Warner and Universal Music are suing Suno and Udio, who we actually talked about on the show before, who uses AI to create songs. So you could just type in Anton Savage Show, here's a load of lyrics in the style of Johnny Cash. And 30 seconds later, you have two options. It is amazing. But they're actually being sued for copyright infringement for robbing songs, is basically the crux of it. But they're going to potentially charge them $150,000 per song. So Studio has been accused of stealing 662 songs, and Udio has been accused of stealing 1,670 songs. So it gets a little bit pricey.
And they are songs used to train the model, or are they?
Yes,
they are.
And that's the issue. Is suddenly what you think is an original melody is actually sung by somebody else that you just haven't heard of, but then you could be passing this off as your own.
Meanwhile, in hardware tech, there is an announcement from OnePlus. They have their new mid-range phone. This is the OnePlus Nord CE4 Lite. Catchy name.
Very catchy. Now, OnePlus is one of these kind of phones that we often get messages in kind of going, what, are they any good? I can say they are, because I've been using them for years. I'm on my second or third one now. I'm on the 12 or. They are, hardware-wise, as competitive and as strong as a Samsung or the kind of Huawei's, or I won't even compare an iPhone to them because the iPhones just aren't up quite up to scratch. But they are at a lower price. So this mid-range phone is very, very impressive, the CE4 Lite. So right now, they're for a pre-order sale of €279. They're regularly €330, but they're running an 8 gigs of RAM with an 8 gig virtual expansion. Basically, nice and powerful. It's like a laptop. You can get 256 gig of space with an SD card slot up to 2 terabytes. So as many photos as your heart could ever desire. But I think for a lot of people, one of the biggest things about it is it has a 5,000 milliamp hour battery. Now, for comparison, the Samsung Galaxy S4 Ultra has a 5,000 milliamp hour battery and it costs €1,600. Plus, with OnePlus, and I can vouch for this, they have this 80 watt rapid charging on this mid-level phone, which will give you about 80% charge in just over 35 minutes.
And what are we talking about in average use time then? That's 8-10 hours of use, is it?
Easily. So I average 9.5 hours of heavy screen time on my phone per day, and I'm getting at least 24 hours from it.
A quick one before I go, because there's loads of questions coming in, which unfortunately we won't have time to get to them. Text saying, wondering if Killian could help me. When I was abroad, I used the tap on my phone, so contactless payment. But after a couple of times of doing it, it would lock me out at a certain point. Generally, I wasn't carrying my card. Is it normal? Should I contact my bank? It doesn't do this at home.
It would be normal because you're in a new location. Basically, your bank is going to presume something's going wrong. So do get in contact with them just to double check and make sure that they know when you're traveling.
Another one, looking for suggestions for a phone for a child for primary school. They're 8, if any suggestions.
Any suggestions would be a lump of wood, but really a Doro.
So a Nokia 3110.
Well, yeah, because they're brilliant because they have no apps or anything like that. So you can just get called in and out. Harvey Norman have them for about €80, or you can get the Doro, which is good for older people as well. It's a flip one. It's just a bare basic phone, texts and calls. If you are looking for something a little bit better than that, there's like the Nokia C22 for €90. It is an Android. It is a touch screen. But if you are doing that, make sure to set up your Google Family Link, take control of what they're seeing and what they can see.
Killian, thank you very much. That is Killian Ginnity, digital content producer for News Talk. And that's it for the Pat Kenny Show this morning. A reminder, all of our items from today are uploaded as podcasts. You can listen to them on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. You just search for the Pat Kenny Show.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.